Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live in the Prairie View, rambling down here in Dallas. There you go. There you go. All right. Appreciate it.
Hey.
Hey, we live. We're live behind the bench of Prairie View. And boy, lo and behold,
we're running for a Rattler here in Dallas, Texas. Introduce yourself.
All right, what's up? It's Tiffany Young, class of 2000, Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University.
All right, a little show on listening. Sure. We're getting ready, hopefully, for halftime. I tell you, it's a beautiful day here for those, and I apologize. It just had to get on the field where I was able to see. But sitting right behind the Prairie View bench, and they do have their names on the back of their uniform, and so does Grambling. Well, Grambling has Tigers on the back. I think it's a good recognition, and kids be able to be seen, and we just want them to have the highest level of football that one could offer. So we're taking care of business here in Dallas, Texas. For those in FAMU land, we need you. Need you out here. We'll try to keep it. This is live, all the way live. I tell you, one thing about Dallas, the sun sets in the west. We know that. However, a lot of people have flocked to the west stands so they wouldn't be in the sun. But right now, we're about 3:12 left. It's Prairie View 10, Grambling 0. So a lot going on. And yes, we are live. We have the only the audio going today, but it looks good. And let everybody know I represent Florida A&M. We ready. I live in Dallas. But we'll be seeing Grambling in a couple of weeks at homecoming. So it's going to be nice and interesting. The SWAC coming to Tallahassee. But again, here at the State Fair Classic, the old Allison Classic, there's just a lot of excitement in there. The Marching Storm, they're coming out of the stands now. Grambling probably will go on first, being the visitors. And we're going to do it throughout halftime. So we're going to get everything going, let them get situated, and then we'll take it from there. We are covered from top. It's a timeout now, the 2:12. We have this game covered. We have our photographer. We got everybody. So Prairie View is looking good. Let me just get some ideas of what's going on. Just amazing. And we're down here. Going to catch up with our photographer. try to grab him in the back.
Hey.
All right. You know, we are live. Tell everybody who you are. And all that good stuff.
Oh, my name is Gary Tate. I'm a graduate of Florida A&M University. Just enjoying the HBCU activity here. It's a wonderful experience, and there's nothing like it in the city of Dallas. I enjoy coming here every year, if I mention. But I'm about to get some nice shots of the band at halftime, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for a classic fan.
We're here on the field looking at the March of Storm as they warm up. You know, one thing about HBCU football is always, you know, the pageantry, people all dressed up. I'm telling you, it's 100 degrees out here. We got Grambling coming through. And hopefully, you know, the sportsmanship, musicianship, all that'll be displayed. All displayed here in Dallas, Texas. So we got a lot going on. And we're going to see what's going on. Again, it's about 2:12. Left Riverview has the ball, Grambling has the ball, excuse me, on about the 15-yard line pass. Slip screen, wide receiver breaks out, taken down about the 30-yard line. Enough for the first down, number 81. It might be a little easier to identify. They have the numbers and names. Of course, Deion Sanders was talking about the names that are going, need to be going on the back of the jerseys. Grambling is sporting their Tigers, which is their mascot. I advertise this game as the big cat fight in Dallas. It's a curl pass out, about 7 yards. To number 9 of Grambling State. They're slowly moving the ball. It's about a minute and 34 seconds left before halftime. So it's going to be a lot going on. We have a lot of different people that are here. So we're going to make it happen. They're going deep. Oh, you can hear from the roar in the crowd. Number 9 on a deep fly route. Going all the way down. Down approximately. Followed by the 36-yard line. All right, it's about a minute and 17. Grambling is driving. Number 3 is Barkin Segedal. For those who are rattlers, we know how we used to say that. Just a little quick curl over to the right. And we're moving the ball very easily down the field. But again, as I say, these HBCU games, it's all about the football game, but it's more so the pageantry associated with black football. And on the keeper for probably one. But you can hear him out by Grambling. And let me tell you, it's a very good crowd here. A lot of volunteers here. We're talking about Grambling, the former state council woman in Grayfield. So, you know, we're from that point. Yeah, it's was really down here in the field. Actually, on the side of the zone down. So that's very, very good. We're going to try to get some other people on the line here. Let's see if they can call in and get on as well. So, same as me, Scott Moe in Dallas, Texas, right in the middle of State Fair Classic. The player on the field. And we're 4 seconds here. We're really anticipating quite a show at halftime. We will definitely let the music play for itself so that when we do this, you know, I won't interrupt you and everything, but everything's going good down and out. There was a change. I see a cloud in the sky. So, you know, maybe talk to a few people, and we'll go from there. Just hanging out, all kind of dignitaries out here. We just having a good time. We're going to try to meet President of Student Governors Association, which is here, so hopefully get someone over here to meet them as well. We'll take care of that and see what's going on. Here, this prayer of you. Moving on. And again, you know, we talk about black college football. People say it's subpar. You know what? It's the complete show. I always mentioned previous broadcast that we come and we watch the game, excitement for the halftime. You spend time in the third quarter and miss the majority of the game. So there's a lot going on. We'll just head in here. On the clock, down on the 10-yard line. The quarterback runs maybe. Stops momentarily, just a second. They're down on the bottom. About the 4-yard line. And the quarterback snap. The corner. And the flag on two. In the back. That's the one. The referees are having a conference now. And it could have been a hole. Great catch. Had a first still at this time. Again, you know, I got my meter out. It looks like maybe about 25, 30,000. There are two running passes. They're on the interference. The ball will be placed at the 10-yard line. And we will, all right, Rambler on the center, that's a shotgun. They give us a number 6. See that day in the war. Here on the wall, in the crowd. Rambler 6 on the board. So we're 20 seconds left with the 2-point after kick. We'll see what the... All right, some rejuvenation. It's been a while since Fairview has won this. So I was near 30 years here they played the most. It's always been... It's like... Now going to come back. That's the attempt. And... It's good. With 20 seconds before the half, Spur of you at 10, Ramblin' 6. So we got a lot going on. We're going to let you hear the fanfare when it happens. So, again, you got a lot of folks that are here. So we'll do what we can, while we can, when we can. Again, this is Andrew from Dallas, Texas. Unscripted. I already have the ball. Had some upstairs. Feeling good. If you know me from way back, oh man, I'm 1 yard from being out of game. But you know what? We're gonna make it happen. We got 2 hours. Unscripted. And let you know. Don't forget to tune in the morning from 8 to 10 Central Time. I will be doing the World According to Drew, and maybe a recap of this game. And also some other things that we're going to talk about. Are we getting treated fairly in Del Rio? Our brothers and sisters from Haiti, who are just phenomenal, can travel all the way from all over the world across that water and end up on the southernmost tip of the United States of America. And they're getting treated like class citizens. you know, war for Afghanistan. When it's wrong, America, we'll find out in the morning. Find out in the morning. A squib kick picked up by Prairie View on the 25. A little break of daylight. He's going to be stopped about the 26-yard line. First down and 13. First down and 10 on the 13. So we're just so excited about what's going on, and we just hope that we can get this done. I'm going to try to so that if you guys want to chime in, that would be great. So just give me a second. I'll do the best I can. Yeah, in Dallas. So we got breaking news everywhere. Everywhere. You know, we're going to talk, get them the particular murder, suicide, whatever they want to call this young lady. Is missing. What is going on? So Prairie View decides to kneel down with 13 seconds left as we're counting down the halftime. The greatest on earth. Women will be going out first, so we'll see. I truly understand.
Okay. That's
my door. Good
door? Yeah. So, not right. I'm going back. Yeah. I would love to be any current
pad. Okay. Right. We've been having. We're on the first line, talking with the SGA president.
Okay. Oh, one, I am Mark Van Booker. I say that I am the current student government association president here for the campus of Prairie University. Great. Where are you from?
I'm from Houston,
from Missouri City, but I'm born in South Park, Texas.
Okay. Very good. And I've been here, and I graduated from FAMU. I came for the last for being Dallas 5 years. And Texas Water, it got me. Of course. And I'm trying, my daughter who's here, looking at birth, and wanted to come to the birth because we've always been a part of this for the years. So as soon as we can, we'll talk again. All right, so, no, folks, let's sound. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you.
opportunity to have these extended halftime
when it comes to these historically black colleges and universities. We're going to do everything we can to keep it going. Some more interviews going. We get it for the second half. After three. So. First time to do we've seen these big plastic urn of world famous Cotton Bowl here in Dallas, Texas. What is your perception?
It's been for the real city, man. It's not comparable to anything else.
And you know, he's like a brown. There's some with him oftentimes. There's always some good going on the other. But it was just good just seeing the fanfare as well as the best performing act. But if we're going to have this thing.
Well, I would like to be back to Mr. McLeese. You know, it's so funny right now with Mr. McLeese here in Dallas, but things are indeed bigger and better. We experienced the Orlando Classic. We experienced the Orange Blossom Classic in Miami. However, he is experiencing the Cotton Bowl Classic in the Dallas, Texas. So it's great to be home. This is an awesome show. I mean,
love the feel. Auntie, fam, you, if you're listening, we need to get you out of here. You need to experience it. The most classic. Next week, within 2 weeks, this is the place where Texas and Oklahoma will stand in. I always say there's a beautiful scene when they split and people get going pretty fast with that game. Yes, thing. Down the end. Can go on to our job. She's really excited. All right. Okay. All right, let's move our way down. Okay. Yes, hello. The game is about to start. And one thing about HBCUs, you know, a lot of people stay out but outstanding. Outstanding customer. Madam President. Yes. I wonder where. Let's see. right. You know, it takes forever to get there.
Uniqueness of Rob, you know, at an AIM school. We have a connection because one of our former students turned was a band director at your at Kirby at one time.
Yeah, one of the props. Okay.
So it didn't make about. So I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. Sorry, guys.
Make our way over to All right.
When they played the sheep dog, they want to give him the. I mean, it's. Who let the sounds of the game? We know where to go. Way over the
carry a box. It's minimum. All right. Don't forget to join me in the morning.
Is a band. So we're here. We got all three. We got all three SGA presidents from three of the finest. Yeah, but it's so authoritative. I love it. Boy, and a cat fight with a snake between them, boy. I tell you. All right.
Well, picture. We'll post it. Well.
All right, this is the new swag. All right. Oh, still the pageantry of the band, the queen. They high, they pretty. All right. My name is Andrew Wiggum. I'm doing a live podcast right now. Tell us where you're from. Amazing.
Everybody, hi. Very good.
Okay. Welcome it down.
Thank you.
So much going on. I'm just so excited. Just the people here. I mean, just simply awesome. Simply awesome. And that year, we were to the section. Making our way back across the field. Sam used brain trust is out here talking. And folks, one thing about this game is it is one of the world's largest fans for the average in the past, folks, the coach,
80,000 people a day. That's just a huge group of people. Standing here in that famous tunnel that they have the roads have separated. We've been in a stall for 1 hour.
Thank you. All right. Still going from.
Thank you.
Screaming, screaming, screaming.
So, a little known history fact. The first district attorney, in Dallas was a graduate of Prairie View A&M. So it's a library in Dallas in the state of Texas. It's tough, but we're going to do it. It's about 3:48. Ronald McDonald is here.
Number 25 of Obama is back to receive the prime. Snap, kick, off to the side, a little unique rotation, out about the 40-yard line. So a lot. All right, a lot of sponsors in the A-State for Texas. The Army, McDonald's, you name it, it's here. I'm telling you, great crowd. Get your corny dog. Go get your fry.
Oh, okay.
Hey, right there. Now, as we mentioned, there are so many things about historically black colleges universe. How to end the week in the HBCU week here in Dallas, Texas, with Grambling and Prairie View. Exciting passes out of, I mean,
The football fans is awesome. With 17, you make the score 303 in the third quarter. Lauderdale still doing the session, trying to get out. That's how they do it here in Dallas, Texas. Okay. Everybody's going to get out. Just doing it. This time of year, kids are just starting to play the heat and everything. It's a little tough for these individuals as we do it.
Yes, sir.
All right. To the game here. Trying to pull him off sides. Quarterback picks up. Throws to the right. Incomplete. Right now, it's fourth down with 549. Of this game. Doug Williams, Willie Simmons, different players that gets a good roll out of it. The ball is going to be placed down. Just beautiful. Right here. President we need. Competition is being the same between the website. Fumbles. Two Grambling on the 8-yard line. That was the drum preview. Trying to see if the drums the trumpets just went off. Again, as I say, the pageantry of these games is a lot of kids have gone to school together, and then they separated, so to speak, school, you know, whether it's Louisville, Dallas, Cedar Hill, Manson. They go off to college, get a new set of friends, never leaving the ones behind. But your arch rival. Thank you.
TV timeout.
You can hear the bands going. Again, I keep mentioning the pageantry. Not only there's a contest on the field, there's a contest in the stands. And that's what makes HBCU football what it is today. You're going to get it 4 quarters long, got the football action, stands action. Chili is still going strong. In the end zone.
And for those who are listening that are in the Dallas area, don't forget to stay fair. Stay fair is here, wide open. They fry everything to our listeners. They fry everything. They got Twinkies. They fry a candy bar. And if they're not careful, they'll fry your finger if they hit that grease. So it don't matter. Everything. Fried Twinkies, fried biscuits, fried strawberries, fried M&M's candy, fried yogurt. And out.
We've got 11. So we're, again, all right, play clock is winding down.
Listen to the sound. They're running through commercials. And 94.5 has a name of FAMU, Indy. But I always tell you, something good is going on the other side of Mississippi. And I'll stand in it. So FAMU, we're everywhere. We are everywhere. All right, Reverend in motion, quarterback in the back. Pass is incomplete, back in the zone. Good. Down. Balls are on. Grambling will be attempting maybe a 30-yard field goal. Might be a 29. In the spirit of all FAMU, Mike Hamlin's it down. The holder's barking signals. Snap is back. Ball's down, kick is up, and good. Have a 1:14 left and a half. It's Prairie View Panthers 17, Graham State University. This is brought to you by Cheryl Smith. It is what it is. That's some of that profound knowledge. But I'm having a ball. Having a ball. Thank you. All right, that's Grambling State.
Let's see what Prairie View. Passing the music sheets around. They just sit there and looked at him like, hey, just say song. Little can get together again. Oh, they're pulling his up and down. Is ready. Fairview has the ball, trying to get ground control for a short gain. And the blue on 25, second down. With no, no gain on the play. There were so many dignitaries here. I mean, this is always a great event. And the weather gods really looked out for them. But they said it may rain. And it was hot early. But right now, the sun is set. We're looking pretty good here as we approach the fourth quarter. They're holding it. They're going down all the way to the fourth quarter. We're down to 10, 8. Snap is going to fall. Quick hit over the middle. About a 7-yard game. End of the quarter. They're going to flip it and bring it this end. They'll be headed towards the north zone. They were headed south. They're going to flip it be to the back. Fourth quarter. You know, it's always an issue. Started in Miami. That's the first time I noticed it. We're at a fourth quarter and everybody's putting fours up. And it's like, let's be ready, fourth quarter. This is it. And doing the close, the whole crew for doing this close thing. What's the here in Dallas, Texas. 10 feet. I know the call, but that's pretty well. Number 7 for a scamper, followed by 3 yards. It is now for the first down. Excuse me. The ball's on the 39-yard line. Big hit. He goes to the excellent on-field tackle by number 8 of Grambling State. Still no gain. He's back. 39 on the 38.
snap to one, looking over the field, steps up in the pocket, takes off, throws over to the flat, to number 86.
And it is enough for a first down, as they say back in Tallahassee. Move those chains. .13-21 left in the fourth. Prairie View is leading 17-10. They're sending the signals in. Number one is in the shotgun. Tailback steps up. Man in motion. Right. Fake. Oh, actually, they give it to number 27. Off tackle. Scampers for at least 8 yards. Actually, it's cameras for at least 10. All right, it's about 12:36 and counting. Square View currently is on the 40-yard line moving. It has been a long time since Square View has dominated a game here at the Cotton Bowl. Here's the tie turning. Another handoff to number 27. You can hear the drummers in the background. They're having a good time. I told you it's not all about football.
It's not all about football. Again, this is brought to you by My App Messenger, Texas Metro News conglomerate led by Cheryl Smith. And don't forget again, we're going to be on the air at 8 o'clock Central Time. Need you to come in. We're going to talk about a lot of little things. Again, recap this. It's all out about Texas. We want you to share in 646-200-0459. Again, dial 646-200-0459. We want to hear what you have to say about our Haitian brothers and sisters down in Del Rio, Texas. Are they turning back the hands of time where they're using the horses and the whips to control the black offball? Touchdown! Prairie View, 34-yard pass in the left end zone on a go route. Instant replay. Pass all the way down. Catch it on about the four. Scores. Howard, number 82. 34 yards to pay dirt. Reyes for the extra point. Kick is up and it is good. At 10:59, the score is 24. Grambling 10. Square View. Chili's is a flipping now. Boy, the victory march is on. Winning cures everything.
of doing the wobble. Oh, wobbling. Here at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. It's about 34 minutes after the hour. About 26 minutes left, Dougie Fresh. Your Prairie View Panthers moving north, getting ready to kick off after the scoring touchdown. Again, the score 24-10. Prairie View over Bradley State. Number 30, Reyes, is taking off. Got the whistle. The kick is short. Picked up by number one. He scampers. Go all the way to the right. Pull up. A couple guys at the beat. Pull down. And this is a steal.
You can hear the crowd. Hey, he's pulled down about the 42 or 45 yard line.
Boy, it's good times in Prairie View.
Kicking team, number
23.
This is a 5-yard penalty.
So that was a 5-yard penalty offside on the kickoff team. We'll move the ball about to the 43-yard line. Ramblin's 43-yard line. Of that to about the 45. I tell you, you couldn't have asked for a better day in Dallas. It's been cool the last couple of days. If all the rain was coming in, we missed it. The football guards are really looking out for Dallas today. The ball is snapped back, quarterback in the flat. Ball is out on the 50-81. It's pushed out of bounds. Some flags on the play. Let's see what the referee got a slap to the face against Grambling. Grambling is backing up. All right, 15 yards from the previous spot. Repeat first down. I tell you, the SWAC, Southwestern Athletic Conference, I've talked about it for years and years. And, wow, who would have thought that my favorite HBCU would be a part of this? And we're going to see. It's hostile territory, but you know what? We're up for it. We are up for it. That's what we do. As the kids say, that's how we do it. Ball is snapped back. Gremlin is in the pocket. He escapes the rush. Throws the ball out of bounds. Pass incomplete. The ball is still on the 30-yard line. It'll be second down and 25 after the penalty. I tell you, the sun is down on both sides now. Just a little bit in the face of the Grambling faithful. 15 is back in the shotgun. The referee stopped the play. Let's see what they call. Looked like encroachment on the Prairie View. Let's see what they call. Encroachment, reset the play clock. It is now second and 25. Ball's on the 30, back on the 30, moving around back and forth. 15 is getting instructions to quarterback from Grambling State. In the shotgun, the snap is back. He's looking over the field, turn to left. Back off, throws just short for the receiver to his right. That brings a third down and 20. Ball's on the 35-yard line. All right.
Ramblin' is moving to the south. Quarterback to the shotgun. Snaps back. Hands off. No, he pulls it out. Gets number one in the flat. He takes off, bumped out of bounds.
Oh, Johnson.
That will give us a third down. I mean, it's just nice. I tell you, you never know what's going to happen here at these games. And I'm just especially proud today that we get the student body president of Prairie View on, student body president of Grambling State, and definitely last but not least, the president of the student body for Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. Here, taking a break, trying to partake in the fair, get some of that good food here. I'm telling you, folks, wherever you are, you hear my voice, you need to get to Texas or get to Dallas during the state fair. You had to get here. There's a penalty on the play. Still fourth down off illegal procedure. Ramblin' decides to punt. Bringing the punt team out.
Fourth down 13. There
they're getting ready to bring out the Lamar Hunt trophy. Oh, wrong game. Wrong game. All right. We have two gentlemen that's working for Brinks. And we're live. I do a local broadcast. We're live on the World According to Drew. And I see you have something special there. They won't. By the time they hear it, it's one of them. Your name is?
Ron Huff.
Ron Huff.
All right,
Ron.
Fucking very poster. We're bringing out the game trophy for the post show.
Okay. He's bringing out the trophy for the post presentation for the winner of this. I still like to call it the Al Lipson State Fair Classic, but it's now State Fair Classic. And then a familiar face to sub, Mr. Manson.
Wayne Craig.
Proud member of Coach Silver's basketball team, who is a rattler, but from Paul Williams College. Good to see you guys. Man, it's just humbling. You know, we didn't have it last year. They tried to have it this spring, but it's something about the fall that just makes things special. And I know you're part of your work with Al.
Yes.
All right. Please tell him thank you so much for just getting it together and just giving us the opportunity to get together and fellowship here on the HBCU week. And it's just awesome. Awesome event.
Oh, awesome event.
Number one heads it up to the middle. And number two goes through. Stampers of about 20 yards. It's going to be first down. Ball's about the 42-yard line. And for years, guys, it's always been Grambling. Grambling coming here. I remember the Kincaid kid that was with Skyline when he played. Boy, they were really dominating this game. And now Prairie View turning around. Yeah, Bruce Eugene. Kenny Dance, little brother.
Yep.
That running back. Yeah. But when we talk about the game, you know, Lakeland, Florida, Ray Lewis. Oh, he's fine. Well, I say no more. I say no more. Well, here's the question for you. Who has the best football talent in your mind, Texas or Florida? Well, you can hear crickets in this stadium right now.
I like to say both.
Okay, good answer. Good safe answer. Okay. Come on, Wayne. That's a good pretzel he's eating. He can't get nothing out.
But I tell you this, people don't realize Florida does not have any middle school football.
What else? That's what I was going to say.
whatever level, high school,
yeah,
college.
I was in high school.
I tell you this, this is great talent. I've been here over 30 years. I think Dallas probably has, or Texas have the best facilities. Great talent. Because you look at Murray that plays quarterback for Arizona. You got Crabtree over the years. Baker Mayfield, Texas boy. You can have quite a bit. But it's one school in Miami. If I call roll, your eyes going to pop out. Mark Cooper, Teddy Bridgewater, Antonio Freeman. Did I go on? I can name that. So that's just one school. And they remind me of Carter. How Carter used to put them out. And that's Miami Northwestern. But, I was going to be in Dallas for just 3 years, 30 years ago. So I think I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm here now. Yeah. 30 years ago. Right, never left. But I tell you this, we finally get an agreement with the hot ball of anybody to bring fans you out. So we'd like to see that out here. And now we're in the slack. It makes it a little easier. Yeah. Well, that's to say the same. You just signed 2 more years down in Miami. That was a good showing this year. I got a chance to be down there. And even though they beat us 7-6, great crowd, great location. We got a little liquid sunshine. Y'all know what liquid sunshine is? Rain. Now that's why they're playing. So that's expected. It went over, and everybody was playing. But I tell you, my observation of Texas, boy, I tell you, they eat the green beans in Texas, I tell you. Everything is big in the state of Texas. So, again, the ball's on the 35-yard line, purview, shotgun, hands off, going left. 27, about a gain of 4. That time wind down, 6:17. You can still hear the band in the background. But we're going to get a good shot of that trophy. Beautiful. By the time everybody hears this pass, it has, I can't see the base, I've seen it before. It's Fairview. Fairview and Grambling like goalposts. Oh, man. Southwest Airlines State Fair Classic. Beautiful trophy. Inquiry minds want to know. And I think next year I'm going to buy me a trophy company so I can give y'all a new one. Oh, no. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. But again, I want to thank Al Wash Enterprises. I ran into Aaron. Every time I run into Aaron, I say, you still driving that old car? You got to do it now. About to say. But winding things down, look like they may take a penalty. Or they're winding this thing all the way down. It's about 18 seconds on the play clock. Go across the middle. Incomplete. Number 3 defending the play. It's bringing up now 3rd and 4 on the 30. The drop section is going back and forth. See who can break a drum head. They calling for him. I don't know. Look like the drum corps trying to get it together. They're moving in position. The timbales are up, ready to go down. Let's see. Number 1 takes the snap, goes down the field. He looks like he's wide open, just out of the reach. Now, Frozy Man responds, the drummers.
All right. 4:54 left. We're about 10 minutes away from our end of the show. We're making it happen. Don't forget, tune in the morning. We're recording the group, 8 o'clock Central Time. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of things we must discuss. Pass it quickly there. Again, a lot of things. Talk about what's going on at the border. What's going on in this country. We'll talk about COVID. And if you call in at 646-200-0459, 646-200-0459. Hey, it's wide open. We'll talk about whatever you need to talk about. Just always respect that it is Sunday morning. So we're excited. You complete the number one. Even though Grambling is not winning, they having a ball with some tumbling. They don't want me to come on out. Just a four row. What's up, man? I want to be like you when I grow up. Pass in, please. 17. I tell you, this has been a well-behaved crowd. I can't wait to get up in the stands and get a chance to see the paraphernalia of the various schools and what they're doing now, regardless of where you are. HBCUs are so popular today, excuse me, that you will see schools from the East Coast, you'll find some things that they may have, but you know, primarily it's Prairie View and Grambling paraphernalia. So it's a lot going on. Grambling still fighting to the end. Pass is overthrown. First down, Prairie View. Well, they've had a change of guards here, Break International. All right. It's about 4:14 left in the fourth quarter. Purview A&M is leading 24-10. Beautiful day again at the Cotton Bowl. At the State Fair Classic, I tell you, everything's been good. The weather's been very cooperative. It's always going to be hot for whoever's sitting on the east side early. Now the sun is settling a little bit. The upper tiers are just carrying it. Southwest Airlines flying over. Beautiful sight. Beautiful sight. Some player down on the field. You know, if you've ever been associated with football, it used to be if a player got hurt, everybody took a knee. They don't even do that anymore. I wish they could still do it, especially in HBCU land. Got people all over the place making it happen. Making it happen. We have our photographer here. And check Texas Metro News. We're going to have some pictures. Try to give you a recap of what happened here. And just the experience. And sometimes we get caught up and not even remember who playing the game or what the score was. But it's a great event, not only in Texas, but throughout this country. Throughout this country. Great day. Mm-hmm. All right, they got the trophy out. All right. 3:47 and counting. Furby has the ball. They're running the precious time off the clock. Inside handout, number two, dancing, jigging around. in about 3 yards out. Still, feet still going. Everybody's trying to pull the football out. Again, beautiful day. I want to thank Al Wash for what he does. I'm reading some of the sponsors that I'm seeing. Chase. I mean, this is a first-class operation here with Chase, McDonald's, and some other places, just to name a few, that are supporting this State Fair Classic 2021. Fairview's letting the clock run down. It's right at 3 minutes, third down. Three to go on the 31-yard line. Play clock down to six. Still a handoff, 27, breaks outside. Cuts through, still going.
All right.
He has enough. Move those chains. For everything to play today.
Paved to play today.
Look like this thing is going to end just right with 4 minutes left in the broadcast. It's about 2:22 and counting. Barring no penalties, plays, or even touchdown, there's a chance that we may finish just in time for the end of the broadcast. Well, I got a minute or two. Again, tune in the morning. We'll talk about everything, recap the game, look at the ups, downs, and in-betweens of HBCU football. We try to cover it with the notoriety, some of the other programs. Jackson State is really bringing a lot of attention to the HBCUs. We've always had them in our heart, always followed. And now we're getting much recognition, something that we've always deserved. And I'll try over the course of the season, just give you some all-stars that have come from various programs of our HBCUs. There was a time where we didn't have a choice to go to any other school but our historically black colleges and universities. So as clock winds down at 124, 120. All right, ball goes outside. Will he stay in bounds? Oh, they pulled him out of bounds. What is Fairview thinking about? Just put it down. They may put it down. All right. Looks like second and seven at 18. Look like they might just want to kneel it down. Tight formation. Ball is snap, handoff to number two. Up the middle, everybody's pulling, jockeying for position. Play clock runs at 106, 104, 103. And it's right now third down and seven on 18. That's under a minute. I want to thank Cheryl Smith for the opportunity of doing this live, unscripted, bringing you HBCU football, Texas style. We're going to do this periodically through the year. I'm going to be in Florida doing some games as well. We're going to get it done, as always. I tell you, what a year, what a year. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. 31 seconds, the snap is off. This should do it for the end of the game. All right, 24 seconds left on the game clock. 25 seconds to run the play. Will they run another play? It should be. Both teams are still. It's a change of possession with 24 seconds left. Grambling comes out on offense. The cry off of Prairie is up. The players are asking them to make some noise. The offensive Grambling is coming out. Again, 24 seconds left. We're getting ready to wind the thing down. We're going to get it. But again, thank you, Cheryl, for the opportunity. I tell you, it was a lot of fun, a lot of creativity. It is time. It is time. 24 seconds left. Grambling is going to run it out. let's see. Don't get anybody hurt. Running back comes out, make a move, pull down. Good thing. I'm right here by Brink with this beautiful, beautiful trophy. I tell you, only in Dallas, Texas. We got Dwayne. I won't say nothing. But they could have taken the trophy out. Referees and there it is, folks. With no time left on the clock. Prairie View, 24. Rambler 10. We're going to stand here because it's getting right there at the end. We're out. Thank you. Don't forget to tune in the morning.